They don't call it the Speedway for nothing. Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly.
The opinions and views we express in this podcast are those of the speaker. We do not in any way represent the views or opinions of any entity involved with any car, any individual driver, former, current, or future, any teams, any tracks, or any of their parent companies or subsidiaries. Also, the views and opinions expressed do not represent those of our individual employers. They are solely the opinions of the speaker.
Keep in mind that we never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Never, ever.
All right, so up on the list today to discuss, we're going to talk about the 2017 Le Mans.
Yep.
We're also going to talk about kind of a hot topic right now, women in racing.
Very hot topic, thanks to Pippa and her really great post.
And we also have a new segment where we're going to feature a fun fact each week about either racing or the Annapolis Motor Speedway, and we're calling it Shit We Didn't Make Up. So we'll get to that in a little bit later. So let's start with the Le Mans.
Sure. So let's just do some history about Le Mans, because a lot of people, even in IndyCar, don't kind of follow it. It's more of an F1 thing. As we mentioned last episode,
Yep.
It is a part of the Triple Crown of Racing, which also includes the Indianapolis 500 and the Monaco Grand Prix. So it is the first and the longest running 24-hour race. They do run those cars for 24 straight hours. One of the fun rules is that when they pit, they have to turn the car off. They do everything, and then they turn the car back on, and that's supposed to really test the endurance of the car.
Interesting.
It is. It's kind of a cool endurance test. There are currently three drivers per car. There weren't really any rules about that until about 1980, and then it was two drivers. And then in the 90s, they switched to three drivers. And then there's driver math involved, so no driver can drive more than 4 hours in a 6-hour block and 14 hours in total. And I read somewhere, if you do the math correctly, that means you can actually do it with two drivers, but I'm not that great at math, so somebody else will have to do that. It also used to start with what's known as the Le Mans start, which is where they would run across the track from one side, jump in their car, get started, and pull out.
Ooh, that's kind of fun.
Fun, but also really fucking dangerous. Apparently.
Yeah, I can imagine people running across a track with other people pulling out.
On the track, there's a whole issue about seatbelts. Apparently, they're like, put on your seatbelt. And the drivers are like, okay. No. So now they do what's called the Indy start, which is the rolling start that you see almost in every race, especially the Indianapolis 500.
Excellent.
Fun, well, not really a fun piece of history about the track, but there is something called the 1955 Le Mans disaster. And if you have an opportunity to look that up on YouTube, it's considered probably the most horrific driving incident. There were some cars trying to come into pit lane. Two cars moved to avoid, and one hit the wall, and then bounced over. The car basically disintegrated, and pieces of the car, including the engine, the radiator, and the trunk lid, flew up into the crowd. There were anywhere between 80 and 84 people killed.
Wow.
Yeah, 120 to 178 were injured.
That's insane.
It's pretty insane to watch. Luckily, they haven't had horrific of crashes since then. There's been some bad ones since, but that's the pretty worst one. So you know, the course actually takes place on public roads.
Which I really enjoy that.
I do too. There's parts where the roads aren't rough, or they're not been paved. And I was like, can't do that here in Indy.
No.
No, we'd be losing cars left and right.
Yeah, we would.
Tires are gone.
Yeah, especially after the wintertime with all the potholes.
God, I'm getting started on the potholes.
So, now I did enjoy that different parts of the course are named different things. So there's the Indianapolis 90-degree hairpin turn.
Yeah, pretty severe turn right there, named after Indy, of course.
I like that. I like that they give a little shout-out to us.
Game recognize game, as the kids say.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that's what they say. There's the Mulsanne Straight. That's my really bad French pronunciation.
I think that sounds close enough. I don't know. I took Spanish.
2 years in high school. That's about all you're going to get, people. and then they have the Dunlap curve and the Porsche curves, which is also what I've decided to start to call my ass.
I think that's an excellent plan.
I think it's fair.
Yeah.
The ass or the Porsche curves,
I enjoy that, the Porsche curves.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. In fact, there's a picture of the Porsche curves on our Instagram.
The real ones are my ass.
No, that your ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from the Grand Prix. I accidentally took a picture of your ass, so I went ahead and posted that this week.
It's got fans. It's okay.
Right? It does have fans. Including but not limited to...
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, a driver that will not be named took a triple take of Molly's ass at the banquet.
That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Also horrifying when I realized it was happening. Panic stricken.
So yeah, so I think after that, I mean, now that it's been recognized by professionals, I think we should give it its own name.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's
so
now called the Porsche Curves.
Curves, a.k.a. Molly's ass.
So this year, there are 99 cars involved. There's some hybrid fuel cars, which are pretty cool. I think hybrid is the way of the future. Also, it's good for the environment. So, you know,
it is good for the environment. Well, and I enjoy that they're, you know, bringing that into racing as well.
Yeah. There's like three different types. Two of them kind of look like souped up Hondas. It's how I always pronounce cars, but they're really not. And then there's these like weird prototype looking cars, which kind of have a fin like a shark. I don't know. It's creepy.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're unnerving to me.
Fair enough.
Unnerving. You see them, you're like, what's going on? Some drivers involved this year were Michaela Lotion, our perennial favorite TK, and Scott Dixon also raced.
Good for Scott.
Yeah, nice for Scott. Some former drivers were Ryan Briscoe and Townsend Bell actually was driving.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what? I did know that Townsend Bell was racing. I saw that on my social media, different posts throughout the day.
Yeah.
Because, of course, on my personal Twitter, I follow all the drivers as well as our Fast Cars, Fast Girls Twitter. So
obviously,
yeah.
Just in case. You never know.
You never know.
So this year, the winner was the Porsche 1 LMP1. So there's two categories for those prototypes. LMP1 are supposed to be quicker. LMP2 is not supposed to be quicker. Makes sense. So the GER Porsche 1 LMP1, fun fact for second place, was an LMP2 that was owned by Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan, get into the racing game.
I'm excited about this. I think Jackie Chan needs to start his own, like, IndyCar team.
I think that would be awesome.
I would be down for this.
Yeah, I'd be totally down for that.
Right?
I wish more people that were in the entertainment industry would get into sponsoring racing cars or sponsoring teams or drivers.
Right? Who's the guy from Grey's Anatomy? He really likes racing.
Oh, McDreamy. But what's his actual name? I can't remember. I never remember. I hate his character on Grey's Anatomy, though. And I'm probably going to get a lot of haters from saying that. I'm not a Grey's Anatomy fan. But
Patrick Dempsey.
Patrick Dempsey. There we go. But yeah, he is. He is a big racing fan.
He's a big race fan because he was there this week.
He's, and he's actually come to quite a few Indy 500s as well.
So Patrick Dempsey and Jackie Chan need to team up to do their own.
I think so.
I feel like that's also like a buddy movie I might watch.
Oh, that's totally a buddy movie that I would watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be about that.
So, guys.
Plus, Patrick Dempsey is beautiful.
Oh, he's a very good looking man.
I mean, I could watch Grey's Anatomy with it just on mute. I think I could handle that. I don't love a lot of the storylines.
Is it the storylines or is it the medical stuff? You can tell.
Both irritate me equally. The storylines and the medical inaccuracy.
Okay.
I have a hard time watching any medical shows, so.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
I'm the same way with law shows.
Yeah,
except
I'm sure.
Law and Order.
We love Law and Order.
It's the goat.
It is. Okay, back to the race, though.
So we went around. TK finished 23rd overall with his team, 6th in the GT Pro, which is one of their like subsets. So there's four races going on at the same time.
Really?
So they all run 24 hours. There's the LMP, then there's the GTE Pro, GTE AM, and you know what? There's one more that's like at the bottom of the list, and I don't remember it. So whatever. So four races going on pretty much at the same time.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So, like, the faster drivers in the LMPs are lapping all of these other cars. So that's kind of a little bit of an added danger, I think.
That can be, absolutely. Because I know in the Indianapolis 500, one of the things that will get you disqualified, other than not listening to race control, which, fun fact, all decisions made by race control are final and cannot be contested or, like, you can't question it at all. That's in the IndyCar rules.
I kind of want to be a part of race control.
I know, right?
It'd be a great job for me.
It would be a good job for you. Especially since nobody can contest it or anything. Like, their decision is final always. But one of the things that can get you disqualified in the Indianapolis 500 is that you must maintain a speed within 10% of the speed of the leader. And that's just for safety of the drivers, because if you're driving too slow, then you really can contribute to an accident that could be pretty dangerous for other drivers.
Well, that happened a few years back with the Lotus.
It did, yeah. There were two Lotus cars, and they did the parade lap, they did the first lap, and they didn't even cross the start-finish line of the first lap. Like, they just went straight into the pits.
They're just like, nope.
Nope, not having it.
Get them out.
Not having it. So, yeah, I mean, and they knew. They only had 33 cars qualify otherwise they would not have even made it in. But,
That's true.
Their qualification times were like 2:10.
Ugh.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's still fast, but fast, not for the Indy 500.
Not
so,
fast enough.
Not fast enough, as Dave Calabro would say. So, yeah, I think that could be...
It's interesting.
It's interesting, yeah, that they have the multiple races, and so you have people laughing and all that. But also, I mean, add some different strategy to the
The race. Yeah, because then, you know, like, who's going to help out who? Who's going to let them pass? All sorts of fun stuff like that.
Huh, I enjoy that. Well, we actually, in my family, we have something that I like to call the Meyer 24.
Oh, boy.
Which is the 24 hours of round-trip driving to and from my grandma's house. We used to go there every year for Christmas, and she lived in St. Paul, Minnesota, which, with four people, takes about 11-plus hours with stops and all that. Mm-hmm. And it was done in a 91 Dodge Grand Caravan.
Lovely.
Nice Dodge engine. For you. And the winner of that particular race was whoever didn't get yelled at by dad. And spoiler alert, nobody won. Ever. Nobody ever won. Nobody ever won the Meyer 24. We always got yelled at.
Everybody did.
Everybody.
Even mom?
Occasionally.
Wow.
And I mean, but she could yell back.
Oh, that's true.
So, which resulted in one. One particular white trash fight in the parking lot of a truck stop, where Beth and I just walked inside and pretended that they weren't our parents for a little bit. And then we proceeded to, you know, finish out the rest of that leg of the trip in total silence.
Basically, they maybe have taken a wrench to the pit.
Yeah.
Try to figure it out that way.
I think so.
Okay. Not mad at that.
I think so.
Sometimes you gotta take that wrench.
Sometimes you gotta take the wrench. You gotta handle it like an OG.
Yep.
So.
We took a little trip. Well, right behind TK was Dixon and Briscoe. They were 24th overall, 7th in their class. And finally, Townsend Bell was 30th overall, and he was 3rd in the GTE AM, which maybe got him a podium. I don't know. It's France. I tried to read the rules. They were in French.
Yeah, I know.
It's been too long.
It's been too long.
Too long.
So, but it is a fun race, I say. And it's not really our, you know, the F1 isn't really our forte.
I really don't know a lot about F1 except... Fernando Alonso runs in it. That's about it.
Right.
And it runs in Monaco. Done. That's it. That's the extent.
I know slightly more. I always enjoyed going to the F1 races when we had them here in Indianapolis. And I bought a baller vintage Ferrari jacket when I was a junior in high school.
Nice.
So from one of the vendors that was there. So
that's
fun fact.
All right.
I don't even know where that jacket is anymore, but it was. It's probably in a box somewhere at my mom's house.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure I wouldn't have gotten rid of it.
Or storage.
So, yeah. Maybe my storage unit. Who knows? One of the two. But pretty cool race for endurance. And like Molly said last time, a lot of the things that, a lot of the improvements in our daily driver cars that we all drive come out of this race since it is an endurance test. And now I enjoy that you have to turn off the car and then turn it back on.
I kind of feel like, that's really testing the car. Like, all right, you can turn it off. Can you turn that back?
Will it start again?
They'll be like, nope.
So, interesting. And it's the mileage that they do is pretty intense.
It's very intense. I can't do that math either.
I think
it's
also
in kilometers.
So yeah.
There's that weird bullshit.
Yeah.
Not about that life here in America.
Yeah, there is that fucker. Yeah, no, we don't use that system.
But if you want to learn more about the Le Mans, there are two things on Amazon right now. One is called the 24-Hour War, which I think I mentioned last time, which is about the Ford... Ferrari fight back in like the 70s. Pretty cool. And then they just popped up on mine, which means that Amazon is watching me. They've got like a mini series about last year's Le Mans, and I guess like one of the teams had people who used to just do race car video games, and that's how they picked one of their drivers.
Interesting.
I mean, they had to go through all of the training and probably get a license and whatnot, but that's how they picked them.
Huh.
I haven't finished it. I don't know if he wins, so I'm not spoiling it, I guess. All right,
now it's time for our new segment. Shit We Didn't Make Up. Okay, so as some of you may know, Janet Guthrie was the first woman to ever qualify for the Indianapolis 500. And this past May was the 40th anniversary of when she qualified. She qualified in 1977. She attempted to qualify in 76, but did not make it into the field. But she did successfully start in 1977.
Yeah.
So, and she's got a book out, actually, and Pippa Mann, who we'll get into a little bit more, referenced her on some of her social media this week, and you know, and referenced her book and personal conversations that she's had with her. And so Janet Guthrie really put in a lot of the hard work for female racers. In fact, it was a long time until it was, I don't think Lynn St. James was until the 90s. So it was, I mean, 15 years from the time that she qualified until we had another female in the Indy 500. Which one of the themes that we want to talk about throughout this podcast is, you know, the how there's not very many female drivers, and there's not an IndyCar or an F1, whereas other series and types of driving seem to have better female representation.
I agree.
And so that's something that we would like to see change, that we'd like to be advocates for, actually.
Definitely, because it's 2017, and I didn't think that I would have the rant that I had Friday morning.
Oh.
Which I might have to apologize again, because I think I lit up your phone in the middle of the day.
Oh, that's fine. I'm on Do Not Disturb if I'm asleep. I work evening shifts, so I just turn my phone on Do Not Disturb so that way I don't hear anything. But but yeah, we were pretty fired up. There was a post on Pippa Mann's Twitter about how she had received an email basically saying that women should not be, they should have their own league to race in just by themselves. And it's not based on what their experience is, what type of vehicle they're used to driving, whether it's a motorcycle, whether it's a stock car, whether it's dirt racing, whether it's an Indy car. It's not based on any of that. They're just going to throw them all into the same league and make them race all the same kind of car for no other reason than the fact that they have a vagina.
Yeah. Vagina's in one league, penis is in the other.
Yeah. I don't know if this is maybe some attempt to see if we can get their periods to sync up or if there's something else going on. To me, it sounds just like blatant sexism.
Not to give legal advice, but yes, that's blatant sexism.
It's blatant sexism when that is the only factor that you are making that decision on. And racing, as Pippa said, and you and I have discussed personally as well, is one of the few sports where men and women can compete equally. I was a swimmer growing up, and I also play golf. And pretty much every sport is segregated. And you know, and there's pros and cons to that. But with swimming, it makes sense because men and women, you know, when you're in your teens, we peak at different times because women typically, you know, mature and reach their, you know, adult stature a little bit sooner than men. And so, you know, when you're looking at high school swimming, you know, your girls are going to peak between 16 and 17, whereas guys are going to peak like 18 and 19. Or if you're Michael Phelps, forever and ever, apparently.
Yeah.
He just keeps getting better.
I don't know.
He's ridiculous. But, you know, racing is one of those things that it doesn't really make a difference whether you're a man or a woman. And I've heard male race car drivers, like when Danica Patrick was in IndyCar, you know, that they had an issue with it because she's so small and they said it wasn't fair because she weighs less and all that. But, you know, you don't hear your taller race car drivers like Graham Rahal and Joseph Newgarden. You don't hear them bitching about people like James Hinchcliffe, who is barely bigger than a jockey. We love Hinch, but he's a little guy.
Am I taller than him?
I think you might be the same height.
Excited. I'm
yeah, we'll have to look at our photo again. I think that, yeah, but I mean, you're definitely taller than Takuma Sato. You don't see anybody saying, you know, it's unfair for Asians to race when, typically when you look, you know, they tend to be a smaller
stature.
Yeah, and so I think that it's bitching and moaning. It's belly aching.
It's absolutely bitching
and if you think it's unfair because you're taller, well, then maybe you shouldn't have been a fucking race car driver.
Right?
Okay? Like,
or if they're lighter, I don't know, lose some weight.
I'm just saying. Wrestlers do that. They have to make weight, either gain weight or lose weight to stay in certain classes. So if you don't like the fact that your fat ass is slowing you down in the car, go on a goddamn diet. Don't say that women can't race with you.
No.
Like, put some of the responsibility on yourself.
Right. I've not heard it yet, but I'm very concerned. I'm going to start to hear it. I'm going to see it on somebody's Facebook page. Well, if they get in a crash, they don't want to crash out their female, you know, their female racers, whatever, whatever, whatever. That's some bullshit.
That is some bullshit because I'll tell you right now, when I'm competing and I'm a competitive person, I don't give a fuck what gender you are. I'm trying to win.
Like, I will take you out, penis, vagina, both, neither, whatever.
Yeah. So don't tell me that there's this, oh, you know, they're taking extra care to not hit the female drivers. No, the fuck they're not. First off, the only reason they know what car's in front of them is because their spotter's telling them. Exactly. They're going so fast that they can't actually read the numbers on the car next to them. Okay? Right. They know if it's a teammate, you know, they might recognize some colors, but like a lot of cars look really similar. TK and Sato both have bright blue cars that look very similar. So you can't tell me that at a glance you're going to know, oh, that's a Brazilian. Oh, that's a Japanese driver. No. Same as you're not going to look at a car. Now, Pippa Mann does drive a pink car, and she's the only one with a pink car, but that hasn't always been the case. We've had male drivers with pink cars.
Yeah.
So I'm calling full bullshit on that.
Right, and I just have to say, if you're like, well, I don't want to hit them, I'm going to drive nice around them because they're a girl, and that girl beat you, I feel like that's all on you.
That's on you. I'm sorry that you're not an aggressive enough competitor.
Right?
Yeah. How about you put in your big boy pants and come to play? Come to play, because I'll tell you what, the girls aren't taking any shit from you. We're not taking any special precautions to not wreck you, because you know what? They've had to fight harder to get sponsorship. Yep. They've had to fight harder to be where you're at, because we have this problem of people not sponsoring female drivers for them to actually run a full season, whereas they will sponsor an up-and-coming male driver at the drop of a hat. Molly and I both just did the jack off symbol because it's such bullocks.
Sorry,
Mom. Hashtag sorry, Mom. The female drivers are not taking, and I'll tell you this, they're not taking any special care with one another either. And that can be evidenced by, I love Sarah Fisher. Let me just say that. Love
First
Sarah
off,
Fisher.
Yes.
I meant to look this up and I didn't. I don't know if she still holds it, but I think she does. The Kentucky Motor Speedway. Yeah, she still holds the track record for speed at the Kentucky Motor Speedway. Sarah Fisher is a hell of a driver.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she never did that great during the Indy 500. One of the last years that Lynn St. James raced, and I was never a huge Lynn St. James fan as a driver. As far as what she represented, absolutely. She just wasn't ever one of my favorite drivers, and she just could not stay out of turn one. But she crashed into Sarah Fisher, and Sarah Fisher was pissed. I mean, one of the few times that I thought I was going to see, like, a knockdown drag out, like,
what's that song?
Throwing punches.
A girl fight?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I really thought that I was going to see some punches thrown. And I'll tell you what, the fact that Lynn St. James was a female did not cross Sarah Fisher's mind. I think whoever had crashed into her, Sarah Fisher was hot. And it didn't matter to her at all. If anything, I would say that as females, we hold each other to an even higher standard.
I would agree. I would definitely agree to that.
Yeah. So this whole bullshit, like, oh, they don't want to crash out their fellow drivers. First off, you shouldn't want to crash out anybody.
Exactly.
Crashes happen, though.
Yeah.
But don't tell me that you're going to change your entire strategy because the person next to you has a vagina and not a penis.
I mean, if that's the case, get the fuck out of racing.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of any sport, any occupation.
Get the fuck out of 1950.
Thank you. Yes.
Hashtag get the fuck out of 1950.
Although, there's other hashtags.
There are other hashtags that Pippa has. So, okay. So, let's read a little bit from Pippa's statement.
All right.
Let's see. Okay. So, in the beginning, so she received an email, and apparently this happened a couple years ago, and they wanted to start this new league, and it didn't really go anywhere, didn't really get off the ground. Well, this time they've got a little bit more support and more backing, and so Pippa wrote an excellent blog post that we're going to...
We're definitely going to link it to our
podcast, yeah.
I might frame it.
Yeah, I think we should. It's a beautifully written statement. It's very, very eloquent, very concise. Okay, so... The backers of this all-female championship are not spending their money to support racers like me in appropriate series where I could be competing full-time. Think for a moment how many top-line female racers they could put in good equipment in multiple series, all appropriate for the driver's actual experience level, instead of simply using gender as an identifier. Think how far forwards they could be choosing to move the effort for female racers worldwide. Think how many more little girls could be cheering on these drivers. Think how many dreams could be achieved and how many new dreams could be inspired. This could be an incredible, empowering opportunity. It absolutely could be.
Absolutely could be.
If the people who are supporting this actually put their backing into racers, female racers and drivers that are currently in series that are appropriate for their experience and skill level, wouldn't that mean more than starting a series of all females?
I think so. And I think one of the problems... we're kind of jumping around, but one of the biggest problems is that there is a lack of motivation or opportunity for young girls in STEM, which is science, technology, education, and math. STEM is the big kind of up-and-coming...
Or isn't the E engineering?
It might be. What did I say?
Education.
Well, that's because I worked in education for a while.
So, yeah. Science, technology, engineering, math.
Thanks. Oops. It's been a long day.
That's all right. When I listened to one of our other podcasts, I realized that I said time trials over and over when I meant tire testing.
It happens.
It happens. Anyhow.
We're not perfect people.
Nope. Well, I mean, pretty close, but...
Great. So she goes on to say in this, and she talks a little bit about some comments that she received, the first one on her Facebook page, complete bullshit. The second one in Twitter, this guy points out the problem with funding, which I think we just kind of alluded to again. She goes on to say, however, this is a very easy problem to solve, especially if there generally are backers who have been sold on the idea of backing female talent. You take the money and you use it to back female talent and get them into racing again in non-segregated series, exactly where they should be. When you allow common sense to cloud your judgment, the solution really is that simple.
Think about that. When you allow common sense to cloud your judgment, the solution really is that simple.
Yeah. She goes on to say, this is a blueprint for how you support talented female racers and how you empower them to be in good equipment with opportunities to progress. And I think that's exactly it. I think
she hit the nail right on the
head.
That's it. If you want to really empower female drivers and you want to empower them to be better drivers, leave them in the series they're in.
Yeah.
It's asinine to me that you would want to take everybody and make them do one kind of racing. I mean, so I'm an ICU nurse. That's like saying, because I'm blonde, I'm going to go work in the OR now. Okay, well, I don't have any experience in the OR, so that would be fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. And that would be a pretty arbitrary reason for sending me to a unit that I have no experience on. And I mean, it seems like that's oversimplifying things, but it's really not. The only reason for them wanting to move is just because they have different anatomy.
That's it. And that's why I think whoever has come up with this idea, and we don't know because Pippa is a class act and isn't going to say it, which
correct.
Is great for her. And I really commend her for that because my response probably would have been...
I definitely would have called people the fuck out.
Right.
I'd have put them right out on Front Street.
Blasted
the shit out of them. Which I do want to say this. She makes a point in her blog of saying, you know, that it's when you are a female driver and you don't have funding, that really puts you in a tight spot. Mm-hmm. And so I do want to encourage, as she does, all of... you know, any of our listeners, if you see these drivers that have actually, you know, signed on to this idea, you know, don't give them shit because they're between a rock and a hard place. They're just trying to make a living and they're trying to get funding. And if they don't have any funding right now, then you can stand on your principles all you want, but your principles aren't going to feed you at the end of the day.
I mean, ultimately it's money that talks.
It's money that talks. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that anybody who signs up really agrees with this. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to make a living. So let's not attack one another as females.
I think that's very important.
In the midst of this. Let's come together and fight this. Once, you know, these sponsors have been identified and released, you know, contact them.
Yeah.
Post about it on social media. In fact, she's got a couple hashtags she wants people to use.
Let's see. She's using the hashtag say no to segregation and we race as equals. She also drops the resistance, which I just love.
I enjoy that as well. I love hashtag the resistance. But yeah, hashtag we race as equals, hashtag say no to segregation.
So, I mean, as fans, hashtag we enjoy all racers as equals. We have our favorites.
We do.
We have our favorite teams. And for me, it's not because this driver has a penis or that driver has a vagina. It's because I like watching them race. I like to watch the strategy as they race. I like this team.
Absolutely.
A lot of times, for me, it comes down to the engine because... I love Honda, so whatever. Hashtag Team Honda.
You do love Honda. You do love Honda. Well, and I'll say, I mean, I have enjoyed Pippa Mann since she was racing, you know, in the Indy Lights League.
Which, by the way, she won.
Yeah.
The Freedom 100, so...
Yeah, she actually, she had the pole, I think, three times.
Yeah, so far,
right? And won as well. And I think her first year in IndyCar, I think she raced the Freedom 100 and then she raced the Indy 500 2 days later.
Like a boss.
And there's a few races that have done that. Carlos Munoz has won. And so, I mean, if a female is capable of winning the Indy Lights race and placing that well, you know, I don't see why we need a separate series.
I don't think we do.
I don't think that we do. I think that we need better sponsorship and better backing.
Definitely.
But I think that we have talent there. And I've actually said for years that I think Pippa Mann is a great driver, and I think that she should be in a better car.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Because when you watch her before she moved up to the IndyCar League, she is a fantastic driver. She's got great instincts, mm-hmm. And she is aggressive. She's competitive. And I think that she has not ever really had the best car that she should have had in the IndyCar series. And it's a shame. And I think that that ends up being the case for a lot of female drivers. I mean, Sarah Fisher started her own fucking race team just so that she could fund her own car because she couldn't find funding. And this is a woman who to this day holds the speed record for the track record for speed at the Kentucky Motor Speedway.
Yep.
And she couldn't get backing without starting her own race team. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's asinine to me.
It's just, I can't handle it.
I mean, it's, you know,
it just boggles my mind still that this happened.
I'm like, what fucking year is it?
Well, thank you. Because if you truly wanted to support female racers, instead of having this separate league, take the money and support the female racers that are out there. Do what they do in other industries. Like my industry, yeah, I'm an attorney. Women have been attorneys for a while, but we're still lacking in numbers. So there's a lot of scholarship opportunities and support for women. If whoever did this is really, really, really wanting to support female women, female drivers, this is what they should do. Not a separate league.
Agreed. Because it's like back in the 60s, you know, the whole equal but separate. Mm-hmm. Well, if we have to be separate, then we're not equal.
Exactly.
Okay, it didn't work in Brown v. Board of Education. It doesn't fucking work now.
Nope.
You're welcome for that, by the way.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm very proud of myself when I can cite court cases because, as you guys know, I'm not an attorney. Now, I am a nurse, and so it's a pretty female-dominated field. But if anybody, if you know a nurse, you know that we get pretty fired up and we stick together.
Yeah.
We band together. I mean, the whole show me your stethoscope movement after the Miss America contest, where then The View blasted one of the contestants and said that she had a quote unquote doctor stethoscope. Well, nurses were having no fucking part of that. And so we banded together. There's a huge Facebook group called Show Me Your Stethoscope. It was this huge movement to the point that The View had to go back and apologize all over themselves because they were receiving so much communication from nurses who were just pissed. And so coming from a field that is female dominated, I know that when we really put our mind to it, we can stand up and we can have a voice.
Yeah.
And so We need to do that. If you are a fan of racing, we want to help you have a voice and resist fuckery like this.
Exactly. You know, we're here to support not only the women fans that are out there, but the female racers. And there's actually a female team, which I found out when I was kind of looking this all up. It's called Grace Auto Sport. They tried to get a car in the 2016 Indy 500, but they couldn't get the sponsorship to get a car. Surprise.
Which, you know, we've got all kinds of fun facts that we'll drop on you in the shit we didn't make up. But since we're on this subject, just to let you know how asinine this is, the first year that a female car owner, that her team won the Indianapolis 500 was 1929. Okay, it wasn't like, 97. It wasn't recent. And in fact, it's the only female car owner to ever win, which just shows you that, A, we've had the ability to be great for as long as we've been around. And B, why the fuck has it been almost 100 years since that's happened again?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that right there shows you in 1929, we had a female owner, first and only. Her team won the Indy 500. And so 1929, that's pretty fucking progressive. Mm-hmm. But then we didn't even have a female race in the Indy 500 until 1977. And we haven't had a female owned team win since.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Unreal. I love that Firestone, that their head of engineering, Kara Adams, I love that she's a woman and her boss, is it Linda Boggs? I think so. Kara's boss is also a woman. And there's, we'll link to this. There's an interesting interview with the two of them where they talk about, you know, that they never saw their gender as an identifying thing. They, you know, they feel like they have their jobs because they're the best people for it.
Which is fantastic.
It is. And then, you know, but they have come to see that it is actually important and that it's a very important thing. Mm-hmm. That they should be proud of, that they have these positions and they're women. Not because they're women, but almost in spite of the fact that they're women.
Yeah.
And I don't see how female drivers are going to be taken seriously if they're in a league of their own. So, I know that's a movie. I didn't even mean that. But
I know.
It's a good movie,
though. One of us is going to drop that quote right? in a minute. One of us is going to reference that movie. It's all right.
It's a good Kevin. Movie.
It's
but,
a good movie.
But I don't see, yeah, separate but equal is no. bullshit.
It's bullshit.
It's always been bullshit. It always will be bullshit. Mm-hmm. I wish we had a guest on here who disagreed with us, because I feel like we can just go back and forth all day long because we both feel the same way on this.
I think eventually it would just be me yelling, fight me. proving that a woman can kick somebody's ass, so.
I mean, I would definitely video that and post it.
I would win.
Hashtag fight me. I wish a motherfucker would.
I wish he would.
Give me three wishes.
There you
go. I wish you would.
So moving forward with this whole issue, I don't know if we can fix it ourselves. We're pretty awesome, don't get me wrong. I think we could help with it. So let's do just a call out to anybody listening. And this is only our fourth podcast, so.
Yeah.
Like, maybe nobody. Hi, Mom. Maybe my mom.
Right. My friends and family.
Yeah, you know. Look, we're not saying support them just because we're women. We're saying support them because female drivers aren't getting the support that they need right now.
It's not equal across the board.
It's not. You know, if you see a female driver in any sport, and I'll even say NASCAR, which is hard for me to say.
I know.
Because I'm not a NASCAR fan, but that's okay. Give them support. You know, cheer for them. Follow them on social media. Hell, buy a shirt, buy a hat. If you notice some of their sponsors, shop at one of their sponsors.
And even, you know, contact them on social media. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a sponsor of theirs that you really like, tweet at them and say that you appreciate that they're sponsoring a female driver. Like Molly said, you know, not just because they're females, but because they're not getting the support and sponsorship they deserve. Mm-hmm. I know there's been a lot of controversy with Danica Patrick, and a lot of, unfortunately, I will say, nobody's meaner to women than other women.
Yeah.
One of the things in nursing, we say the nurses eat their young, and it's just, it's something that, you know, we are actively trying to change, but unfortunately, women can be pretty hateful to one another.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, I mean, I think we hold each other to a higher standard. Because we know that we have, you know, these extra struggles, and we want to, you know, make sure that we are just above reproach. And so there was a lot of controversy with Danica Patrick saying that, you know, she was using her sexuality in that to sell things and to gain sponsorship. And first off, I'm not ever going to slut shame anybody.
No.
So if that's what if she's using her sexuality to gain sponsorship, good for her. Because you know what? We didn't make the system the way it is. But if you found a loophole, if you found a way around it, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. I mean, she's not trading sexual favors for sponsorship. She's just banking on the fact that she is beautiful and that she gets a lot of recognition and attention because of that. So good for her. If that's what it takes for her to be in a good car and have good sponsorship and have funding, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I wish the system weren't that way, but it is. And so until it changes, use whatever means you have.
I agree.
Yeah.
And, you know, while you're at it, I give a plug out to Grace Autosport. I think it's a female-driven team. I also think they're very involved in STEM education for young women.
Mm-hmm.
Look them up. Just Google Grace, G-R-A-C-E, Autosport, all one word. See what they're doing.
And Catherine Legg is one of their drivers,
yeah,
correct? Yeah, and she raced in the Indy 500 a couple years ago, maybe 2015? I'd have to double check that, too. It was either 14 or 15, but we had a lot of women. And in 2005, which was the first year that Danica raced...
Three women.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we had quite a few, but there have been the number of women in the 500 has doubled in the last 10 years. You know, the number of women that have ever raced. I mean, it more than doubled because,
yeah,
you know, for the longest time it was just Janet Guthrie, Lynn St. James, and Sarah Fisher.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now we also have had Danica Patrick,
mm-hmm,
Catherine Legg, Simona De Silvestro.
Yep.
There's another one that I'm forgetting. I could see her face in my head, but I can't remember her name. But it's still not nearly as many women as we should have had.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
And I don't think it's for lack of talent.
No.
I think it's for lack of sponsorship and lack of funding.
I agree.
I guess comment. Let us know your thoughts on this. Let us know what fires you up about women in racing, or, you know, what you like, what you don't like about this proposal to have a separate series.
Yeah. Again, we're going to link to Pippa's blog because it is a wonderfully written response. Definitely much more fancier than you and I. Well, mostly me.
There would have been a lot of fucks had I read the blog. There would have been a lot of fucks in my blog.
The last paragraph would just be the words fight me copied and pasted into a paragraph. Maybe my address where you could find me, like,
to fight her. This. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I'm going to sell it. Just fighting people.
Just fighting people.
Just hitting them. Like, it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, good for Pippa for putting together such a thoughtful response to this. Okay. I probably would have just been so angry. I wouldn't have been able to form words.
I was Friday morning for about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was pretty feisty when I first saw this unfolding on social media.
I was like, nope.
Yeah. Hashtag nope. Hashtag nope. And, you know, I would be very interested to hear male racers' thoughts on this.
I'm hopeful that they come out and support their female companion.
Absolutely. And Pippa calls for that. She calls for the male racers to also use the hashtag we race as equals.
I think most of them will. It'll be interesting if some of them don't.
It will be. And I think that this is actually a big opportunity for male racers to either gain or lose female fans. I'll tell you that. Because if you're a male that is supporting this segregation, this separate but equal bullshit concept that has never worked in the history of mankind, ever.
I'll put you on blast.
Oh, well, I'm going to put you the fuck on blast.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. And I'll tell you what, I'm not buying anything.
Nothing.
Of yours ever again.
I will contact fucking sponsors.
I will contact sponsors. Yeah. I mean, I only work 3 days a week, okay? I got the time.
I am a Scotch-Irish attorney. It's going down.
Yeah.
Don't piss me off.
I got generations of Irish white trash. But I do know how to form a well-written letter.
Yeah, definitely.
So, all right. Well, we will keep you abreast of the situation as it continues to unfold, but we are very interested in hearing your thoughts and your comments about this as well. All right, I think, do we have anything else to say other than that we're fired up and we're angry about it?
Yeah, about this topic, I'm just feisty.
Yeah, so this will be a continuing thing. We will keep you fully abreast.
Right, which is why we got into this.
It is, because we wanted to you know, increase the number of female supporters that enjoy IndyCar and come to these races. And, you know, we said it was going to be for women, by women.
Yeah.
You know, not that it's exclusively just for women, but, you know, we're women and we just wanted to, this is our niche.
It is. I think we've got a good voice, and so we're kind of hoping
to
draw more people in.
We do. We want to draw more people in, and we want to help give other women who are race fans a voice.
Definitely. Definitely. Feisty.
Feisty. Feisty as fuck.
Feisty as fuck.
Hashtag feisty as fuck.
Yeah, go ahead and tweet that one out too. We race as equals, but we're also feisty as fuck.
You're damn right we are.
And I think most women racers are feisty as fuck.
I think you have to be.
I agree.
I think you have to be.
And if you're uncomfortable with using the F word, you can just put feisty AF.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's okay too.
Yeah, if you're not quite as foul mouthed as we are.
Yeah. Hashtag sorry, mom.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Exactly.
All right, so coming up, we've got the Kohler GP.
Kohler GP, it's a road track.
And Molly and I have decided that we've got a whiteboard, and we're going to start this thing
taking
where
bets.
We're going to start making predictions for the upcoming races. And
we should bet on this, and we didn't talk about this beforehand.
Well, we're gonna decide, I don't know, are we going to bet on who wins? And
Whoever wins the most.
Yeah, whoever. So we're going to make some predictions about races, and then we're going to keep track of how many each one of us was right. And at the end of the season, we'll see which one of us is the winner.
Basically, like, the loser has to buy drinks.
I think so.
That works for us.
I think that's good, yeah. Yeah, the loser buys drinks for, I don't know, for the next month or whatever.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That works. We also are going to keep tabs on hashtag Connor Car Watch to see when that haunted car of his...
Is it going to finish or is it not? That's really it.
So,
it's the Kohler GP. It is, what did I say? It's four miles road track. So, there's going to be some strategery.
Lots
of strategery.
It's the longest track on the IndyCar circuit.
It's the longest. It also, if you look at it, kind of looks like an arm flexing.
Oh, does it?
It does. It's like, ta-da.
That's pretty fun, actually.
It's fun for me, actually. You know. So last year, my boy Will Power won.
All right, Will.
But then your boy TK came in second.
Yeah, he did.
And then Graham Rahal, third.
And all right.
Just for the hashtag Connor Car Watch, he did not finish last year.
He did not finish last year. So I'm going to say I don't think Connor's going to finish it. I really hope he does.
You know, we hope that he does.
We hope that he does. How many laps is it? Do we know that?
I didn't look it up. It's not on my sheet of notes.
Okay, well, let's see. I'm going to say Connor makes it through the first half of the race. But not far after that.
I don't think, if we have to pick specific laps, not going to work out for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'll just say, I think he's going to make it through the first half.
Okay.
I think, Will Power's coming off of a win in Texas.
Yeah.
So I think he's definitely a contender to win this as well. But I mean, Scott Dixon's also been killing it this year as well.
He's been killing it this year.
So I don't know. I'd love to see Will Power win again. I mean, I do enjoy Will. But I think, yeah, I'm gonna say maybe Will win again.
You know, that's who I was gonna pick.
Well, we can make some of the same predictions.
I don't know if we can. I just don't know if we can. Because who's gonna win it then? Anyway.
Well, I mean, I said some, not all. Let's see. I don't think. I'm also gonna predict that Dixon finishes in the top three.
Ooh, okay. That might be the. You know what? We can use that as the
tiebreaker.
Because I have thoughts on Dixon. All right. So, you know, I'm feeling generous this week. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's family coming in. I'm feeling good about Connor.
You think he's gonna finish?
I think he's gonna finish.
All right. Let's see if it happens.
He's gonna finish.
Connor Car Watch.
He's gonna finish. I, too, am going to pick Will, because he's my perennial pick, and we weren't about a hot and cold. I don't think Dixon's going to be top three. He's coming off Le Mans.
It's true.
I'll say...
But he's also in the running for the championship.
Oh, he's got to really...
So he's going to have to really...
He's going to have to power down.
He's going to have to... Yeah, he's going to have to put on his big boy pants and get out there and really race hard, because...
I'm concerned that coming from a 24-hour and time zone change...
I think
he will do between 7th to 10th place.
Okay.
I always think he's going to do a top 10, but I don't think it's going to be higher than 7.
Gotcha. Well, do you want to throw a TK in there as well, since he's coming off Le Mans?
What? Now you're going to make me do math.
I mean, do you want to say the same for TK?
I'd say the same for TK.
Okay.
What about you thinking, TK?
I'm going to say TK finishes the top 5.
Okay. We're going to have to tweet this out, so there is a record. Nobody can say that's not what I said.
That we were cheating. Yeah.
All right. Well, we've had a long podcast. We've touched a lot of topics.
We have. They won't always be this long, I promise.
We won't always rant. Like.
Yeah. Although, I can guarantee you that anytime we hear about some sexist fuckery like this, we will always rant.
Yeah.
But we won't rant like this every single episode.
No.
So, we're feisty as fuck. Hashtag we race as equals, hashtag say no to segregation.
Yeah.
Support Catherine Legg and her team.
Grace
Autosport. Support Pippa Mann.
Yeah.
Support Simone De Silvestro.
Support Danica.
I
mean, we're not NASCAR fans, but support Danica.
Support Danica. She's still, and she is... She has started and finished the best of any female driver at the Indianapolis 500.
That's true. I wasn't there when she led a couple of times, but I bet it went insane.
Oh, it was insanity.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. I mean, the entire place erupted, just lost their shit. Just totally lost their shit.
Wow.
I believe she started and finished in 5th place. But yeah, she led a couple laps. The only female to ever lead any laps of the Indianapolis Motor Speed or the Indianapolis 500. So yeah, I mean, say what you want about her, whether you like her or don't like her, that's fucking impressive, and it's something to be celebrated.
Yeah.
So support females in your own life.
Yeah.
Let's work to build each other up and not tear each other down.
Exactly.
Separate but equals fuckery, and we all know it. So let's bind together.
All right, guys, don't forget to rate our podcast. We'd like 5 stars. Tell us what you think. You can do that by social media. Twitter is probably easiest for us. FastCarsIn317. Again, IN317. Find us on Instagram. We're FastCarsFastGirls. Tumblr is FastCarsFastGirlsIn317. Again, IN. And shoot us an email if you're feeling feisty. FastCarsFastGirls317@gmail.com. Let us know what you think, some topics you want us to cover, questions you might have, thoughts on this whole situation. We would love to hear from you.
We absolutely would. And if there's anything that you guys want to hear about in future podcasts, any topics that really, really fire you up that you'd like to hear more about or like to know more about, let us know. We welcome your feedback.
Definitely.
So as always, any women that are involved in racing in any way, Pippa Mann, Sarah Fisher, if you ever listen to this, we'd love to have you on.
Yeah.
Molly's mom, Teresa, will make some no-bake cookies for you. They're delicious.
Really good.
Unless you're allergic to peanuts, and then we'll work something else out.
It's cool.
Chick Hilliker will make margaritas.
They're really, really,
so
really good.
So you're going to want to bring a DD.
Yeah, that's okay. Or Uber, I guess.
Or Uber, yeah.
Uber or DD.
Although I feel like a race car driver probably would drive him nuts to be in an Uber.
Well, it drives me nuts not to drive, and I'm not even a race car driver.
Yeah, so.
A DD, I guess, though.
I guess bring a GD. Yeah. I mean, or stay the night. We're fine with that, too. We can have a slumber party.
There you go.
So, all right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.